Hey there, it's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent this afternoon. And can we talk dogs and cats for a minute and maybe other animals as well? Joining us right now is CEO of Paws Chicago, Susanna Wickham. Hello there, old friend.
I know. It was so nice to hear that I would be speaking with you today, Wendy.
Oh, Susanna, I have not talked to you in a long while. I know that you are now CEO of Paws Chicago. I know I love my rescue dog, Kona. I know Lisa loves all of her animals, including Penelope the pig.
Yes, her many animals.
Yeah, I know. You'd think she'd live on a farm or something. Jeez. All right, so Paws Chicago has its third annual Giving Day, and we have a chance to double the impact of our donations. And Susanna, tell us more about this, because I'm a suburbanite, and I need to know more about Paws Chicago.
Well, I'm happy to tell you about Paws. We are the largest no-kill shelter in the Midwest, and what that means is that last year, 98.6 of the thousands of animals that came into us, almost 5,000 of them, lived. We were able to treat them medically, whether they were three-day-old kittens or dogs hit by cars or relatively healthy puppies and kittens. We're able to treat them, get them to our adoption center, and find them homes. So that's what we're really known for. But in addition, we do free and low-cost spay-neuter for at-risk pets in the community to help stem the overpopulation of homeless pets. And to date, we've done over 320,000 of those surgeries for Chicago animals, and that's for free or low cost. And that really is the biggest thing that makes a difference when you're trying to end the euthanasia of homeless pets in Chicago and make this a no-kill city, because it's not just finding homes for the animals that are here, but it's really helped reducing the scope of the program. When it's so big, that when the problem is so great and there's so many animals coming in every day, the only way to address it is through spay and neuter.
All right, explain something to me. Susanna, how do you not come home with 10 pets at one time? Because it breaks my heart to see these little puppies and kittens and older dogs, senior cats. How do you not bring them all home with you?
I know. I asked myself that my first week on the job 3 years ago. I said, how am I going to do this? And there was a particular dog that I was really heartbroken for, whose owner had given her up at a shelter in San Diego. And we make a lifetime guarantee to Paws Pets. And this was one of our dogs that had been adopted and left at this other shelter. So we sent volunteers to pick up this dog, bring her back to Paws so she could go through our program again, find a new home. And when I saw her, I felt so heartbroken. And I thought, how am I going to do this every day? And a few days later, she was adopted, and I saw the family that adopted her. And I was like, okay, this is how we can do it. It's happy at the end. There's something really beautiful that happens at the end. And so I just hang on to that. And I know when they get to Paws, that means they're safe, and they're going to be cared for and loved, and we're going to take care of them always. And we'll always be that safety net for those cats and dogs. And so that's the key. To know that we're doing the right thing by every one of those animals is for sure what gets me through it every day.
And, I mean, there is kind of an extensive screening process before you get to adopt a pet. Isn't that true?
Yeah, we actually, when we do our adoptions every day, it's not a quick process, because it really is a sit down with the adopter to, first of all, understand their needs and say, you know, what kind of household do you have? What kind of pet do you think would thrive in your household? Then to get them the right match. And then we do really detailed behavior assessments of all of our animals. And so we know that this, you know, this puppy or this dog is house trained, or this one is not, or this one has high energy, or this cat needs to go in a home with another cat, or all the different things that we really try to understand about all of the animals, so that when someone adopts, we set them up for success. And that's not like a quick kind of finger snap. It takes a couple of hours to really go through the file from start to finish and tell them what to expect. Because also, when you bring a cat or dog home, the first few days, they're assessing their environment, and they're trying to figure out where they are. And so people have to go into it with the expectation that it starts off really fun and cute, and it's only going to get better.
I keep thinking back of when I adopted my first and only cat, Declan, oh my God, 25 years ago. And I was at a shelter, and I kind of lied and said my mom was my landlord. And they said, oh, well, could we call your mom? And I'm like, Yeah, I guess. And I didn't have time to, like, you know, tell my mom the plan. So they called her up, Susanna, and the woman phrased it so wonderfully. She said something to my mom like, so your daughter Wendy's here and she wants to bring home a cat. And my mom goes, what do I care? So it worked out perfectly. But I'm just saying, I am a huge animal lover. I'm going to provide a great home. I'm not going to give up the pet. But still, I mean, you people have it tough. You have to make sure these animals are going to the proper home.
Well, and that is one of the reasons that we want the whole family to be there for an adoption. You know, sometimes people will say, oh, I want to put a puppy under the Christmas tree or something like
right.
that. The reason we don't, it's not really fair to the pet to land in a home where they're not wanted by every single member of the family in advance. Because we're the ones who see when they get returned or when it doesn't work out. So that's why it's really important to make sure that the whole family is bought in and that everybody really does want this animal. And so it's all because it just ensures a successful adoption.
Absolutely. And overdue, but congratulations on you now being with Paws. Susanna Wickham, CEO of Paws. You're very welcome, of Paws Chicago. So tell us how we can help with Giving Day, what it's all about, and how we can double the impact of the donations.
Absolutely. So one of the things, we are 100% reliant on donations from members of our animal loving community. And most of those donations come in at the end of the year in December. So the first half of the year, typically we operate at a deficit. And of course, summer is when things are so greatly that the need is just exploding every single day. And especially the last couple of years, because as a result of the pandemic, there are a lot more pets entering animal care and control, the city pound. Mm-hmm. And so we in the summer is when our staffing needs are greatest and when more animals are coming in and we have to do more to heal them and find them homes. And it's really important for us to be able to fundraise right now in the middle of the year because this is when the need is so great. So we appreciate if people would go to pawschicago.org and support the work that we're doing. You can read all about everything we do. I would suggest follow our social media pages. If you're on social media, you can see many of the animals we're helping every single day. We believe firmly in transparency, and we share all of our numbers. Our community knows everything we're doing every day because we want them to feel really confident being a member of the PAWS community.
Well, thanks for all your great work. You can help save the lives of homeless pets, and you can donate. Best website to send people to, Susanna?
PawsChicago.org.
Perfect. Thank you for the great work you do.
Love you, Wendy. Miss you.
I miss you, too. Susanna Wickham, CEO of Paws Chicago. Come on, let's save the pets. They're cute. They're giving you those little eyes. Again, PawsChicago.org. And please help. They're cute. News coming up next with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here, 720 WGN. WGN.